What happens when a man who's built his empire on cold calculation marries the daughter of his sworn enemy? Dante Russo didn't expect to feel anything. As CEO of the Russo Group, he's earned his nickname, the King of Wrath, through ruthless business tactics and emotional detachment. His marriage to Vivian Lau was supposed to be simple, a strategic move in a decade-long revenge plot against her father's company. 1 year, then freedom. But standing across from her on their wedding day, watching her intelligent eyes assess him with equal parts wariness and defiance, something shifts. This isn't just another business transaction. This is a woman who refuses to be a pawn in anyone's game, including his. Their arrangement appears simple. Dante gains access to Zhang Industries, the company Vivian inherited from her estranged father, while she gains protection from skeptical board members doubting an architect can lead a major corporation. Marriage solves both problems. Living together creates unexpected intimacy. She finds him at 3 a.m. studying financial reports with an intensity suggesting he's running from something. He discovers her sketching buildings at the kitchen counter. She abandoned her architectural dreams to honor a father who'd abandoned her. Their physical attraction complicates everything. A kiss staged for photographers ignites something undeniable. Soon they're tumbling into bed with hunger that has nothing to do with contracts. This doesn't change anything, Dante insists, even as he finds excuses to come home early. Vivian guards herself carefully. She's learned not to trust men who view her as both problem and prize. Yet she's drawn to moments when his mask slips, when he absently runs fingers through his hair while thinking, shows unexpected kindness to his elderly housekeeper, or lets his eyes soften when looking at her. The turning point arrives when Vivian's fever spikes after months of stress. Dante cancels meetings to tend to her, pressing cool cloths to her forehead and coaxing her to drink. In her delirium, she murmurs fragments about her lonely childhood and her mother's addiction. He listens without judgment. When her fever breaks, she finds him asleep beside her bed, still holding her hand. The image cracks something in her chest. This isn't cold revenge. Dante faces his own reckoning when a nightmare jolts him awake. Before he can rebuild his defenses, Vivian's gentle questions unlock the story he's never told. His father's company collapsing after corporate espionage from Zhang Industries, the financial ruin, his father's suicide, finding the body as a teenager. In the darkness, he trusts her with his deepest wound. These moments of vulnerability create intimacy beyond physical desire. They share meals because they want to, not because it's expected. Dante asks about her architectural designs with genuine interest. Vivian learns to read his subtle moods. They develop inside jokes and comfortable silences. The penthouse transforms from battlefield to something dangerously close to home. Their professional collaboration reveals new dimensions. During a challenging merger negotiation, Vivian's fresh perspective breaks weeks of impasse. Dante watches her command the boardroom with pride. She's genuinely gifted. While searching for a file, Vivian discovers documents in Dante's office revealing the devastating truth. Their meeting, their marriage, everything was orchestrated for revenge. He planned to destroy her father's legacy by exposing years of illegal corporate activities. The betrayal cuts deeper because she'd started believing in their connection. Every tender moment now feels suspect. Was his care during her illness calculated? Were his vulnerabilities manufactured? Their confrontation is volcanic. Dante finds himself cornered between his revenge plot and the woman he's come to care for. His initial response is cold professionalism, confirming her worst fears. But watching her pain he caused, cracks his defenses in ways a decade of therapy never could. The full story emerges. At 15, Dante found his father dead and promised to punish those responsible. That promise became the organizing principle of his entire adult life, until Vivian. For Vivian, the revelation forces a painful reckoning. Her father's corporate espionage led to someone's death. Yet Dante's revenge would hurt innocent employees and her, the daughter who barely knew her father. They separate, needing space. During the separation, Dante discovers evidence suggesting a third party manipulated both families, using their rivalry for personal gain. His revenge may have targeted the wrong enemy all along. Dante stares at the new evidence in his hotel room and realizes he doesn't care anymore. The revelation that someone else orchestrated his father's downfall should reignite his rage. Instead, he feels only exhaustion. Revenge is a poor substitute for happiness, and happiness looks like Vivian's smile over morning coffee, her architectural sketches scattered across their table, the sound of her voice calling him home. The path back isn't simple. Vivian has built her own walls now, reinforced with betrayal's pain. When Dante reaches out, she's cautious, unwilling to be manipulated again. But he's learned something crucial. Vulnerability isn't weakness. It's the only path to genuine connection. So he does something he's never done. He makes himself completely defenseless. Their reunion happens not with grand gestures, but with truth. Dante tells Vivian his revenge no longer matters, that she became more important than the vendetta that defined him. He admits he's terrified of his feelings, of losing her, of being the kind of man who might deserve her. Vivian watches for manipulation, but finds only raw sincerity. She realizes Dante's transformation isn't about her fixing him. He's done the hard work himself, confronting the grief and rage he'd carried since adolescence. Together, they investigate the true architect of their family's downfall. When they finally confront the person responsible, it's not with Dante's original plan for public destruction, but with strategic precision that protects innocent parties while ensuring justice. As their anniversary approaches, the question looms: what happens when the contract ends? The relationship they've built exists entirely outside their original agreement. Dante struggles with asking Vivian to stay. He spent his adult life avoiding emotional exposure, yet losing her is unthinkable. Over dinner, mirroring their first real date, he presents a new contract. No expiration date, no business clauses, just a choice to build a life together. Vivian is moved by his vulnerability, Dante choosing her freely, without strategy. She proposes they create something new together, not just merge existing lives. They begin planning a joint venture representing their shared future. Their decision transforms the relationship from obligation to choice. The marriage that began as convenience becomes commitment, a genuine partnership built on trust, respect, and love. Dante and Vivian's story is ultimately about transformation. Dante's evolution from the king of wrath to a man capable of love represents a death and rebirth. The grief-defined person he was had to die for who he could become to emerge. Vivian didn't save him. She loved him enough that he wanted to save himself. Vivian's transformation is equally profound. She discovers that her prized independence was sometimes just fear of depending on anyone. True strength includes the courage to be interdependent, to trust someone with your vulnerability, and build something together that neither could create alone. Their relationship becomes proof that people can change, that love heals deep wounds, that unlikely beginnings can lead to beautiful endings. In quiet moments, they laugh about their beginning, the revenge plot, the contract, the carefully maintained walls, memories now precious rather than painful. Their story reminds us that love doesn't always arrive wrapped in romance. Sometimes it comes disguised as revenge, as a business deal, as the last person you'd expect to need. Sometimes the greatest love stories begin with the worst intentions and transform both people into better versions of themselves. And sometimes the king of wrath learns there's something more powerful than revenge, the courage to love and be loved in return.